Hello, welcome back to We Gotta Be Ready Radio, because outside is about to rain.
Yes.
And we have to be careful because we're inside and we don't want people to hear us. They gotta go to dingthebell.com. That's the only thing I have to say loudly, dingthebell.com.
Yeah, whoa, dingthebell.com?
Yeah, go to dingthebell.com, you'll see us. Anyway, welcome back to dingthebell.com. I'm Ding.
I'm the Bell, but look around. Like, people are... What? Anybody kind of looking at us right now?
No, or? I don't care.
Okay. Are they? Right
no.
now? Okay.
No.
It's okay. Are we loud?
We're not very loud.
Okay, that's good. We are kind of whispering.
Yeah.
They think, oh, such a cute...
Can you look at
agent.
The number?
12.
Okay, yeah, that's
like
good.
People think, oh, two such a cute Asian couples are like talking, like loving, whatever.
No.
Like,
yeah, whatever. Where anyway, welcome back. And then this week, we talked about food that we like, but that's like boring, like, because every time we talk about something, it's always about food.
Everything
already.
Related to food.
Yeah.
My glutes still there?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like a glue's coming
this,
out.
This morning, the Bell sent me a text message. She said, I'm putting my glue on right now.
Because he, Ding would keep sending me a text message, and then my glue had to be dried out, and then I had to redo, like, twice.
Why?
Because, like, I couldn't put it in the right position. But now it's not really. My eyelid is so chunky. There's so much fat on it.
Puffy?
Yeah, puffy.
Why?
I don't know. Like, maybe too much water.
Oh, you know what? Before we get started.
I wish I can have a plastic, plastic surgery for eyelid. I want to go putty. It's called putty seke in Japanese. I want to do that.
Why?
I want to just make a double eyelid. So I don't have to put the glue on it anymore.
Do you think it look prettier with double eyelid?
Yes. Why not? My husband's like, oh, don't ever think about it. I'm like, well, in my mind, I'm like, well, maybe someday. It's called putty.
But your husband already loves your eyes right now.
Yeah. Yes, he does. But, you know, I mean, it's too much work.
It's all in your head.
But if I had to put the glue every morning, it's too much work.
I don't think, even without the glue, your husband probably don't mind, don't care.
Oh, then don't care.
Yeah.
But you know what? On my wedding day, I don't know, I'm still worried about, like, how can I put, like, eye makeup on with my glue on? I had to ask them then. Because Japan...
I'm sure in Japan they have super glue.
Yeah, super glue, and they're having such a... Well, yeah, there's so many cuties with good makeup on, have glue on it. So I just have to talk to them. My eye will be like... like this.
Maybe they should put a wire... You should put a wire up on your eyelid and then put it to the back of your hair. You're like, you in the back. Maybe you put two bags of rice in the back.
Really? Like, you know, one of, like, very famous, like, actress and singer.
Yeah.
People looking at us?
No, I'm just making sure.
Well, she is, she always tied her hair like really, like, what is it described? Like, pull it back like this because of her wrinkle. So she had to pull so hard. So how she looks always like this. Like, extremely pulling hair. Very unnatural. She's beautiful. Anyway.
So when she let go of her hair, her hair all come down, like her hair is on her eyebrow. Her hairline comes out to her eyebrow. Anyway, no, before I forget, we were recording here at Latinland, and guess what? The Kichi guy mom sent me a Twitter message, and saying,
what is the Twitter?
Twitter.
What is
Twitter? Twitter is like this little kind of little post that you can post, and then I get to see it.
Oh,
it's like a little blog, like a mini blog, and you just send on your phone, you know, or computer, and other people can see it.
So I don't get to see it?
You get to see it if you want to.
Oh, okay.
Like, if you follow me, you can see it. Anyway,
I have to follow
it's
you.
It's too complicated. I don't want to explain it not right now.
Later, maybe, please.
Yes, later, maybe.
Okay, I sound and like then, a radio show.
I know.
Yeah, later, then, host it.
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
Radio bitch.
And just then, do it.
Oops. And then, anyway, so Kichi guy,
mm-hmm, yeah.
Kichi guy mom, I think finally I'm getting it. There's kichimai, kichigaimam.
Kichimai.
Kichigaimam
is a mother.
Is the mother.
And a professor.
Professor. And then
and
there's diva.
Diva. Oh, professor and diva, two different people.
Yes, the kids. The kids are professor and diva. I thought there's another one, but I'm not sure.
I don't.
But mom, kichigaimam, please tell us which one. I thought you said three children, but it might be two. So it's professor. Anyway, they said that they really like it when we talk about them.
Oh, that's great.
That is very cute.
Yes,
that's
cute, very cute. Cute. Oh, they were probably sitting in front of a computer and then listening to them. They're like, oh, they're talking about us. So anyway, someday we are traveling to
someday.
Hawaii. When I open it up.
When I open it up.
That's my song. Anyway, we are going to Hawaii and to see Professor family.
Yes,
I mean,
Professor,
Kichigaimam, Diva,
and
that'll be nice. Oh, maybe they can show us for the local restaurant that we're supposed to go to.
That's right.
Exactly. So we were videotaping stuff too.
And
so
when you listen to this, I would have already sent you the PO box number.
Yeah,
so.
And then I don't think they mind to get in the camera.
Maybe, I don't know. Well, it's up to them.
Yeah. Okay.
Anyway, so thank you so much for your message. We were just wondering, a few shows ago, we were talking about whether or not you guys still listen, and. I'm glad that you guys still listen.
We have such a like a few listeners.
I know, we have so few listeners, so little listeners that we are like wondering, should we continue?
Yes. You mean today or?
No, just like, should we continue doing the shows?
Yes, of course. I love this thing.
It's fun even for me to just listen back.
I know, I laugh. I mean, I know what I said, but I still laugh.
I know.
And I'm keep just telling myself, oh, too loud or something like.
Sometimes I'm just like hearing, listening to us laugh. It's like make me laugh too. Anyway,
yeah,
that makes me happy. Whatever.
Yeah, I know.
If you have listeners, then great. If you don't, then
yeah,
that's
fine. And please tell everybody like about Ding the Bell and how great we are. We are like a laughing therapist. And so, you know, I mean, sometimes we talk about very deep, good subject.
Very, very few.
Yeah. Yeah, but a lot of the time we are two ADDs just laughing.
I know.
But
and I hope you guys like the video. Oh
yeah,
my gosh.
Yeah, oh my gosh.
So ugly face.
But so funny though.
I'm
so
ugly
I'm just
face.
Thankful that we have, you know, we have each other, of course.
Yes.
Yes. That's great. Well, thank you so much for listening. Oh, we
thank
sound like
you.
Real radio this time. That's great. Because no distraction, because just a white wall in front of me.
Right.
I can focus.
Folk.
Okay, ding, focus. Ding, focus. Ding, focus. Ding. Just walk.
I just now got distracted again. Because look at the light. Look like waffles.
I want to eat something sweet. I want to go get cookie for me.
No, you shouldn't eat sweet.
That's right.
Doesn't this look like waffle? Mm-hmm. The light look like waffle. I'm going to take a photo, baby.
Well,
I always say I want to take a
we
photo,
already,
I always forget to take.
We already had a yummy funnel cake taste like tempura ice cream earlier at Sushigin.
Yes, it was delicious.
Oh my gosh. You know, kind of like you won't forget the taste, right? Once you tasted it, you just won't forget. And you won't go back again.
It was cookies and cream inside too.
Yeah, oh
no.
My.
Is it cookies and cream?
Cooking cream. Sometimes they have like vanilla or chocolate. It depends on the day.
I like cookies and cream.
Oh, me too. Oh my gosh.
Did they make that themselves? Do you know?
I think, no, I don't think so. Because like they might like get the ice cream part.
I know, but the outside, the inside?
Oh yeah, yeah, like a butter. Like what is it called? Like a
batter.
Batter?
Yeah.
Butter. Batter part.
Yeah.
I think they make it on their own.
Okay. It's kind of like funnel cake.
Just good. It's
anyway,
just right.
I'm speaking so soft because I'm so self-conscious.
And you know, sometimes I tell my husband that like, oh, this is so good. It's better than sex. Oh, oops. What is it called? Elliptical? No, elliptical. What is the word for the, like, the language? Cussing and you have to put the sign on it?
Explicit.
Explicit? I
yes.
Said elliptical. Elliptical. Oh, Jesus.
Elliptical. Elliptical machine.
What is that? Eclipse?
Eclipse machine.
No, no. What was the word?
Explicit.
Explicit. Explicit.
Yes.
Explicit, meaning like bad language.
Just like you know,
adult content.
Yeah,
okay.
Adult language.
Okay.
Yeah. So this week,
explicit.
What are we going to talk about? I forgot.
College life, darling.
Oh, college life.
Yes.
How many minutes already we have?
9 minutes
oh
and 35
okay.
seconds.
Let's talk about college life. So,
oh man, UCM, same as you, Central Missouri State University. Oh, I love it. Love the university.
What?
Still.
What did you do in like in college life that you right now think back? It's like, oh my gosh, I was crazy, or oh my gosh, it's kind of fun before.
Oh my gosh, of course I partied a lot.
You did?
Yes, I did. And I, you know, drunk.
Always go to Pine Street.
Yeah, always. And if somebody asked me like, okay, when are you studying really?
Yeah.
You're in the master degree. When are you studying? Yeah. I'm like, don't know. But I remember that.
So your master's, your under, your.
I party hardcore, master degree. I partied a lot in undergrad too.
Good lord.
Oh my god.
In another word, you party all the time.
Yeah. The typical college kids. Oh my god.
Like what kind? I don't really know though.
Party, man. Like go Pine Street, drinking, you know, and get together.
Do you like drinking?
I used to. Well, here's the thing. My body, it's not made for like
drinking,
like
absorb the alcohol.
So every time I got drunk,
yeah,
my back was hurting.
Huh?
Because like I think inside of the organ, maybe like
that's
a kidney.
Not bad. Kidney, not kidney. Your liver.
Liver.
Oh,
I feel
good.
Sick.
Not good.
So I don't drink, right? Then I never feel sick. So then I learned, okay, well, kind of stimulating you, like, you know, liver, like, kind of, like, you can feel it when you drink.
Oh, that's bad.
That's really bad. So that means I shouldn't drink.
Have you ever checked your liver before?
No, but, you know, my dad had a really bad liver.
Oh, you should check, because next time go to a doctor and ask them to test your liver enzyme.
Oh, liver enzyme.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Well, you know, I mean, usually I never feel sick for that liver. But I usually, but you know, maybe I need to check because I easily feel sick. Like if I'm overeating or something, I always feel kind of like.
Yeah, because fatty thing makes your liver work hard too.
Then I feel like, like kind of like really backache, like kind of feel. Mm-hmm. So that's not good. So I don't drink anymore. But one glass of wine, it's okay. It doesn't hurt me at all. But
like, how much did you drink when you were in college?
I lost my mind. I don't have memory. I lost my memory. It really bad. Like I
didn't know that about you.
Well, yeah, but it was like undergrad. Like I went to Pine Street, I remember, with my friend. Like I always went there with friends so that they can keep eye on me, right?
Yeah.
And then I started drink and
you are so wild.
I know. I lost my memory and I woke up on my bed. By myself.
Yeah.
I don't know how I got into my dorm room. I didn't have roommate at the time. My jeans was off. I guess I just took my clothes off. But you know, I'm so, you know, lucky that I didn't get problem like rape or something like that.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Then I'm, you know, sure enough, like next day, like, hey, you were so drunk. Were you okay? Whatever.
Doesn't that make you feel scared though?
No. Well, you know, because I was hanging out with my friend. But yeah, I was kind of worried, like, you know, I was lucky, you know, because I knew so many people.
Right.
So, like, I mean, everybody were friends. So, yeah, I was okay.
I didn't know you were a party animal. Like, when we met each other.
At the time, I wasn't that wild.
Okay.
Because I liked you.
Well, you did not show that you were that wild in front of me.
Well, because I didn't have to, because, like, you know, we were hanging out and I was busy.
Oh, like when we were hanging out, you when we were... When I was in school, when we were hanging out together, did you go out party that much?
Not really, because like I was at your place.
Oh,
remember?
Okay. So we have stuff to do, so you never go.
Yeah, exactly.
So I'm a good influence. No wonder your mom likes me so much.
Exactly. But if I wasn't hanging out with you, then you know, my other friend, or they let's go to party. Like all American kids, they just party. What they want to do, just want to have fun, right?
That's crazy. No wonder your mom likes me so much.
That's right. So anyway, but I
realized... I'm the Bell's mom here in America.
Yeah, yeah. I realized, like, after I had a 6 tequila shot...
Oh, my God.
Next morning, I woke up by the toilet, still puking and puking. Nothing comes out because of nothing in there. Oh, my gosh. Stupid thing. But I did, again, with vodka. I am not drunk, too.
You guys, you remember what I call you? Japanese.
A Japanese whore?
No, it was like horny Japanese girl.
You did. you did.
Anyway.
And it's okay. But like, you know, so I'm so glad that I experienced, because now I can tell my kids eventually, I will tell them, make the right decision, because you know, you need to know what's gonna happen. Alcohol involved. But good thing it's my husband.
Go ahead.
Are we loud?
You're kinda loud. That's fine.
My husband doesn't drink and smoke at all. So you know, I mean, it's amazing, isn't it? Like,
yes.
Party animal. Got married with straight edge.
Straight edge.
Yeah. But that's okay. I on purpose chose the kind of people.
What? Well, I don't drink and I don't smoke either.
Yeah, yes.
What do you...
What was the liver enzyme, you said?
Liver enzyme.
Oh, enzyme.
Yeah.
Send me text because I'll forget.
Okay.
I need to check it.
Listen, just do it in your regular blood test. Just test your liver enzyme.
Oh, I never checked my blood.
Yeah, you should.
But what should I do?
Just say, you know, I want to do some, you know, your doctor would know. Just say, like, regular checkup, but especially if you want to check your liver, you should check it.
Also, just go to my home doctor.
Home doctor.
And say, I want to just check, like, blood and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Do
you do that?
Oh, yeah, I do every year. Yeah.
And also, like, I heard, like, as a woman, I need to check everything as well, right?
Mm-hmm. Whatever, just ask to have your doctor check it. I don't know.
Okay. When I ask questions to my husband, he's like, I don't know, I'm not your doctor.
I know.
I'm
you should
like,
have
what?
Your doctor check.
Okay.
Anyway, so in college, what time? How much time?
16, 15.
Okay. So in college, okay, did I tell people, well, now you tell people about me, though. I mean, what do you think about me when I was in college? I thought I was kind of boring.
Yeah.
I was like typical.
No, you weren't boring because you were really cute and just like kind of good looking Asian cute boy.
Oh.
Yeah, who sings very well. And, you know, you are so fun. Like, you know, you could just enjoy without any alcohol or anything.
Totally, yeah.
Exactly, so that I liked it. And then Henry. Aww.
Oh. Henry used to listen. I don't know whether he still listens.
Oh, my God. I loved it. That whenever I went over your place and just Henry always washing his face and just like a kind of little girl, he was having headband.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then like just washing face and putting all kind of lotion. And he took care of his skin more than I did. It was really, really fun. So I mean, you guys are so fun. And then Raymond. So when I hang out with all gay guys, I just enjoyed it so much. I didn't have to have alcohol, or we went to eat restaurant, and we just enjoyed the conversation. Just I really enjoyed it. So I kind of realized I really don't need alcohol, because like when you get lonely, or if you have something bother you, or like, you know, you tend to drink alcohol. Like, my friend was doing that. Like, whenever she had heartbroken, always drink alcohol. But alcohol just make you feel miserable. I mean, it's not going to really help you.
Do you get hangover?
Oh, like, I did. I did a lot.
What does it feel like, hangover?
Okay, hangover sounds like, just kill me right now. Yeah,
like
you just want to end your life. You just want to end your
life. What kind of pain?
Headache. Like, you are very sensitive about smell.
You just, like, do you feel like nauseated?
Yeah,
like, really,
yeah, exactly. And then like your stomach is kind of like maybe rough inside or something.
Huh? What?
Like kind of like
rough?
Rust, like what is it called? Rough?
Rough.
Kind of like no smooth.
Oh, okay, rough. Yeah.
Yeah, like inside the stomach, you can feel it. You don't see it, but you can feel it.
Ew.
And then
that sounds awful.
Bad headache, and then no energy, of course. And it will take you, I mean, it will totally eat you up with energy. And alcohol, it's not really good for you. I mean, it's okay to enjoy some wine, because red wine is actually good for your health. But, like, you know, I heard if you have, like, a sleeping problem or whatever, like, have one glass of, like, red wine, it's good for your doctor even said that. However, if you, like, abuse for the alcohol, it's not really meant to have it. I mean, our body has a certain amount that you can have it. Mm. So that's why my husband doesn't drink. So he knows, not really.
Yeah, I don't drink it.
Just
don't
like a
the
drug,
taste.
You know?
I don't like the taste, so I don't drink.
Yeah.
So.
But I like the taste in, like, say, like ramen.
Ramen noodle?
No, ramen noodle. ramen raisin?
Ramen
like
raisin
cream.
Ice cream? Yeah.
Yeah, I love it. The kind of thing is smell, but not the strong.
Do you like, what is that thing called? You know, there's a kind of liquor called. Like,
tiramisu? Oh.
No. There's
Irish
liquor.
Cream?
Yeah, kind of like that. What is it? Bailey's.
I don't know. What is it?
It's kind of like a coffee cream, but with alcohol.
You know, I'm not that kind of like a Kahlua milk.
Yeah.
I'm not really a big fan of Kahlua. Like, it's an alcohol smell, it's too strong for me, Kahlua.
I like the smell, but I don't like the taste. It's too alcoholic.
The beer, and I hated beer, but once in a while, like, I can enjoy it. Because, like, if it's from tap, like the fresh one, then I like it. But from bottle, it's already, like, you know, set there for a long time, I just don't like it.
Mm.
Yeah. Anyway, it's interesting because, like, my family, they are big drinkers. Like my dad,
Is it typical in Japan?
Yeah, very typical. Like everybody drink over there. Like not 100%, but a majority of people.
Yeah. Anyway, lot of social stuff.
Exactly. Not bad thing, but my brother is a big drinker because like he socialized as well. My mother she enjoyed a couple of like a beer.
What kind of beer?
Oh, like shochu. It's like kind of strong sake,
yeah,
like alcohol. Anyway, but she just enjoy it,
mm-hmm.
So that's it. But I'm not really.
Does she get drunk?
She does.
Oh my god, so, it'd be so funny.
Funny, but she just sleeps.
Oh, I thought she'd get like, ooh, crazy.
No, never. She's like, I'm drunk now. That's why I'm counting. Like she said, hey, I'm home. All right, like 6:30. All right, counting on. Okay, then talking and do cooking, it's drinking and like.
Does she drink every night?
Every night, like 7:30, 7:45. Okay, now she's out. Then on time.
Okay, and now, yeah.
So anyway, yeah, I was wild.
In college.
In college.
What time?
Huh?
What time?
21 minutes. Wow. Probably they want to hear my wildness story more.
maybe we'll come back and talk more about wildness.
Okay, next show then.
I wasn't wild though.
Well, I can next show I can share like what kind of person, I mean how Ding was in college.
Oh, okay.
Yes,
that's interesting.
Can, yeah.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much for listening for our college day.
Okay.
Of crazy the bell.
Yeah, I'm not wild anymore, but I was. I kind of miss my wildness. So
we'll talk about that next time.
Okay.
What kind of stuff that you did in college that you don't want to do anymore?
Oh.
What kind of stuff that you did in college that you want to do now? Okay, so come back next week. We will do another show.
Okay.
Oh, thank you for listening, dingthebell.com. Okay. Go to our website, leave us comments, and thank you. Please.
Okay, please.
And good night. Bye. Good night. Bye. I'm talking really softly because I'm a little self-conscious about this.
Ding, ding, ba-ding. Ding, ding, ba-ding, bye. Ding, ding, ba-ding.